You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Minister for Oceans and Fisheries, Shane Jones, introduced the Fisheries Act Amendment Bill to Parliament. The bill proposes sweeping changes to the current Fisheries Act, including scrapping minimum size limits for the majority of fish species, and introducing penalties for whistleblowers leaking onboard camera footage. The bill also ignores thousands of submissions calling for positive environmental changes to the Act, such as a ban on bottom trawling. The Act's defenders say the limited market for juvenile fish will financially punish commercial fishers for catching them, and claim that the Act can unlock commercial fishing's economic potential. Critics, however, have accused Shane Jones of giving in to commercial lobbyists and selling out New Zealand's environment for short-term economic gain. To discuss the changes made in the Act and their potential impact on Aotearoa's oceans, I talked to Forest and Bird National Conservation Advocate Bianca Ranson. Now, for our listeners who might not be aware, can you explain this Fisheries Act Amendment Bill and what concerns Forest and Bird have about it?
So the Fisheries Amendment Bill, there was an announcement that was made on Tuesday, and during the public's consultation, there were around 27,000 submissions that were put forward, raising concerns around the bill. And Forest and Bird were one of them. And since the announcement on Tuesday, one of real concern that has actually been added after public consultation is the removal of commercial minimum size limits. And that's for species like snapper, trevally, tarakihi, hooky, blue cod, pretty much all species actually, except for one or two. So in simple terms, what it means is that it will allow the commercial fishing industry to catch and sell baby fish, juvenile fish, before they have even had a chance to spawn. So it's really important that we have size limits in place pretty much as a cornerstone of fisheries management, and getting rid of it is just adding further pressure to our oceans and to our biodiversity, where many of the fish stocks are already at depleted numbers. By removing the baby fish before they have a chance to spawn means that they're not reproducing and just puts the entire food chain at risk. And also for recreational fishers or people just going out to go fishing for their whānau, it's going to have wide-reaching impacts.
On that minimum size limits being cut, Long Sea program lead Sam Wolford described it as killing the goose that lays golden eggs. What is the risk this bill threatens to young fish? And can you just go into the potential ecological impacts it could have?
So the risk that it poses is that you are removing juvenile fish, which have the ability to reproduce. So it means that there's just no limit on what people can take. So bottom trawlers, for example, can scoop up everything and then go on to sell really small fish, which there's an extremely limited market for. A lot of this is 90% is being exported overseas, and there'd only be a really niche market that would be looking at, you know, juvenile fish, small fish. So the impacts on our ecosystems are huge. It's not just the removal of the commercial minimum size limits, but it's also the fishing practice of bottom trawling. So bottom trawling is one of the most destructive fishing methods on the planet. It's kind of heavy weighted nets that are dragged across the seafloor, and they decimate everything in their path. So the benthic environment is extremely important as a nursery and ecosystems for fish like snapper and for lots of other life. But when you have a bottom trawler go through there, it just removes all of that. And it also releases a lot of sediment. So there's huge sedimentation blooms. And also, one thing that people don't know about bottom trawling is that the release of carbon is equivalent to the entire aviation industry on the planet. So globally, bottom trawling is just as harmful in terms of carbon release as flying. But just to come back more to the point that you've just raised, you know, if we've got that destructive fishing method happening in somewhere like the Hauraki Gulf that has 26 years of reports just showing the steady decline of biodiversity and ecosystem well-being, and then you allow any fish to be taken out of the ocean, it's just the ripple-on effect is that we're not in any way securing abundance for future generations. We're in fact doing the opposite. So what we're seeing here is short-term economic gain, mostly for export purposes, being put over sustainable fishing methods and ecosystem-based fisheries management, which Fisheries New Zealand has committed to. And this is, yeah, just the opposite. It's actually just unfathomable that this would even be put forward, and there's a massive amount of uproar across pretty much all industries and stakeholders except for the commercial industry. So we just can't afford to be putting this extra pressure on our oceans that are already struggling, and we need to make sure that we kill the bill, that we don't allow it to go through first reading. And the way for people to help with that is to reach out to your local MP. You can email the Prime Minister, and these parties need to know that if they support this through first reading, that they don't have the support of the people. The power is really in our hands, and we need cross-party support to kill the bill, because once it goes through to select committee, it's extremely hard to make changes when it gets to that stage. But what you're seeing at the moment is environmentalists, recreational fishers, communities, all rallying to raise awareness of this issue and make sure that the bill doesn't proceed any further.
And the person behind this bill, the Minister, Shane Jones, has been accused by critics of appeasing commercial lobbyists. And while he's denied these claims, he's also in the past called himself the commercial fishing apostle. Do you think this bill has come to directly benefit those commercial fishing industries?
Oh, no doubt about it. 100%. This is absolutely only serving the commercial industry, which we know Shane Jones has strong ties to. And the commercial fishery lobby has totally got Shane Jones on board. And so it's absolutely fair that you're hearing this from other commentators on this issue, that, you know, we're seeing the impacts of lobbyists and going against the majority of people who are having their democratic say through things like submissions. I mean, 27,000 is a huge amount. There's countless people raising concerns, but all we're kind of left with now is really seeing this as an anti-democratic process. If people are raising concerns, saying that this is absolutely unnecessary and intolerable for the well-being of the future of the Māori of our vital ecosystems and for biodiversity to secure sustainable fisheries for future generations, and the Minister is still making these decisions to benefit industry, I think it's very clear. And another signal to that is another part of the Fisheries Amendment Bill around boats on cameras. So boats on cameras on commercial vessels was a huge win. It meant that we would have transparency around what the bycatch that was coming on board and what was happening to it and how much it was and how many hectares dolphins were coming onto boats, you know, really critically endangered species. And one of the other parts of this Fisheries Amendment Bill is that Shane Jones has put in there that anyone who leaks footage from the boats on cameras or any whistleblowers, say from MPI, will be fined $50,000. And so that's just trying to scare people away from showing the public what is happening on these vessels. And this is just another step towards just removing any accountability or transparency from the fishing industry for the general public and those with real concerns.
That was Forest and Bird National Conservation Advocate Bianca Ranson speaking to me about the Fisheries Act Amendment Bill and its impact on Aotearoa's oceans.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.